92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show, 10 to noon every weekday as we welcome in the 11 o'clock hour, our second hour of the show, and talking about one of my favorite subjects. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you'd like to send me an email today, or just call into the show at 884-9910. We've got our phone lines open, but we're going to pause them for just a moment because we have a very special guest. And I am drawn to this guest because of the fact that he is just a regular American who had finally had enough. And I keep asking you, I feel like every day since this show has started, I ask you, where is your breaking point? Where is the point where you, as a mother, a father, a sister, a daughter, a business person, a clergy person, hit your breaking point to stand up and say something and use your voice? This man finally hit his turning point. Coming from the state of Virginia, Bloomberg Money, tell me if this sounds familiar. Bloomberg Money flooding into the state of Virginia to, in my opinion, again, just my opinion, buy a legislature. Turn both houses of a legislature Democrat and get a man. And I can say this because I used to live in Virginia, albeit not for very long. But when I was there, that was a red state, but it was on the verge of turning blue. But with the scandals that any decent man would have walked away from and just resigned, Governor Northam seems to thrive. Money being put into bills that will confiscate firearms. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like Governor Sisolak? And on the first day of the legislative session, pushing through a bill that even the FBI said they wouldn't, not going to touch that. It's not constitutional. Didn't even give non-supporters a time to voice their concern. The night before it's announced, they're going to vote on it the next morning. Meetings with Gavin Newsom to mirror California gun laws. Steve Huff is owner of Accuracy X. Fine, fine maker of 1911s. He didn't get into this fight because he's in the business. He got into this fight because he's an American. Steve, thank you so much for calling into the show today from Virginia.
Thank you, Monica. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to reach your audience in Nevada. Thank you so much.
So, a rally getting started, the first of many in Virginia against downright confiscation laws. You actually took the pre-Pelosi point and read the bills that were being promoted and, well, pretty much looked at by the legislature there that is now Democrats in control of both houses. And they basically say confiscation. You finally decided to speak up and do something about it. Tell me, how did you start this process?
Well, it started, I mean, obviously the, you know, it's a well-known secret or not, I mean, a well-known fact that Michael Bloomberg, who was just here in Richmond just yesterday meeting and making sure that what he bought and paid for was doing what needed to be done. You know, when the, when the last election happened, the Democrats, on a very narrow margin, won a supermajority. I think it's the first time that's happened in 24 or 25 years. And it didn't take them long to start feeling the flush of power, and they started submitting bill after bill after bill, House and Senate bills. And for about a week or so, they kind of were under the radar to me. I wasn't aware of them, but then I started becoming aware of this. I started reading these bills, Senate Bill 16, Senate Bill 64, House Bill 67. And since then, there's been a plethora of bills that have just poured in. They submitted more last night, more today. And it's just layer after layer after layer of unconstitutional overreach regarding the Second Amendment rights of citizens. And at first, it was almost like a fantasy. It almost didn't feel real. And then the more I read, the more I realized they really mean this stuff. This isn't political posturing as it has been in the past. They have a really focused agenda, and they absolutely intend to pass and implement as much of these new legislative bills as possible. And because they won the supermajority, even though it's a very narrow margin, there's really no political roadblocks to stop them from doing whatever they have the will to do. And what they are wanting to do is patently and just clearly unconstitutional on so many levels. It's mirroring what was done with the SAFE Act in New York and what you guys have had to deal with in Nevada with the red flag laws, et cetera, that we're all starting to deal with. And when I started really realizing what was going on, at first it was kind of stunning. I mean, it was almost a sense of disbelief. And then when that goes away, you start to realize this is real. This is really finally happening in my lifetime, which I honestly didn't think it would probably happen. Yeah. But we've been too complacent for too long, and now they're very aggressive. They're very confident in their overreach. And today was the first of many rally days that we're holding. It was a very impromptu kind of last-minute thing, and we had a great turnout. In fact, we showed up very early this morning to hopefully get tickets so we could go into the gallery where they're doing the swearing-in process for all the men and women who are new delegates and new senators, and the tickets were already gone. So we weren't even able to get into the Capitol chambers to be a part of that. And there was a tremendous showing of support and outcoming of people coming out to support the Second Amendment today on the outside of the Capitol building. And the one thing they've done is they've woken us up. They've finally shaken us awake from our slumber, and they've shown us who they really are. This isn't about government trying to make our community safer. It's not about reasonable gun laws. We already have reasonable gun laws. Nevada mm-hmm. has reasonable gun laws, but criminals don't follow the law.
Exactly. What is it, Steve, about these laws that they're proposing that is so unconstitutional?
Well, in Senate Bill 16, the description of a firearm goes something like this. Now, I'm not reading from notes, so I might get one word here wrong or out of place, but it basically says any firearm. First, they say assault firearm. They don't say assault rifle, and they say this for pistol and shotguns. Any center fire capable capable of shooting one or multiple shots and has one or more of the following characteristics. Well, some of the characteristics are a threaded barrel, a pistol grip, the ability to receive. The big one is the ability to receive a magazine that extends or exists outside of the pistol grip. So what most people think is that means, oh, well, there's a magazine in front of the trigger guard like on an M16, so that's what they're talking about. Well, that may be what we think they're talking about, but that's not what they've defined. What they've defined is a pistol or a rifle or a shotgun that has the ability to receive a magazine that it can exist outside of the pistol grip. So every magazine made sticks below the pistol grip. That's by design. So
and you have comfort handles, which will even come out a little bit further.
And the proposals, all of that is banned. Secondary grips, any way to hold the gun with a secondary non-shooting hand, any shroud that would protect the hand from heat. It is very broad, and it is also written in a way that they have a clause at the end of one that says any characteristic or like kind enumeration in the existing clauses, which could mean anything. So as the bills exist right now, Monica, it would basically make any semi-automatic shotgun, rifle or pistol in the state of Virginia that receives a detachable magazine illegal.
This is even waking up shotgun owners, because they've been kind of complacent in this whole process that, well, you know, we don't have rifles. We just use shotguns for clay sport or something like that. But they're even waking up to this.
They are. In Senate Bill 67, Senator Lucy Lucas submitted this bill in Virginia, and it basically is a very short bill, but it says basically any instruction or teaching of the ability to create an incendiary or explosive device, or the training or instruction that can then be used later for civil unrest, will be forbidden or outlawed. And on the surface, you would think, okay, that means firearms instruction. Well, that means you couldn't teach your daughter or your son how to hunt, because those skill sets could maybe be used later on for civil unrest in the mm-hmm. government's view. But it starts off with the teaching or instruction of making an explosive or incendiary device. Well, anybody that shoots a lot, what do? We reload ammo, because that's how you keep your costs down. So the very fact of reloading ammo under Senate Bill 67 would be considered illegal, and these all carry felony charges. So the very aspect of a duck hunter or a deer hunter or a person who shoots skeet or trap or sporting clays, all of this is being caught up in this giant web of anti-gun, anti-freedom frenzy.
Now, a lot of people started paying attention and watching Virginia because not only of the Bloomberg money, but because of the fact that you now have the supermajority of Democrats there, which we also have here in Nevada. You started becoming sanctuary counties. How has that turned out? Has the people from those sanctuary counties, have they come out in support, and were they at the rally today?
Absolutely. When this first started, people were stunned and shocked, but to their credit, city supervisors, county supervisors, they saw and predicted what was going to be coming. And a lot of these places, under their own governmental guidance, initiated this. And of course, we have an organization called the Virginia Citizens Defense League at vcdl.org, and they spearheaded a lot of these initiatives for Second Amendment sanctuary and constitutionally sanctuary counties. And everybody says, you know, that's great, but it's symbolic. And I'm like, yes, it absolutely is symbolic. But it also declares the public's dissatisfaction with this force-fed agenda that the current, you know, the new political leaders are trying to do. So we have only 95 counties in the entire state of Virginia. I think 90 counties and probably dozens of cities, municipalities, and towns have declared themselves, over 100 or so, in the entire state. And how in the world, by any definition, is that demonstrating the will of the people? This is not something Virginians want. This is, I'll even go as far as saying I don't believe, you know, all Democrats want this. I believe that this is something that's being pushed with out-of-state money, out-of-state agenda, out-of-state politics. And it's, you know, they saw an opening, they saw an opportunity, and they're going to do everything in their power to push as much of this through as possible. They know this stuff is unconstitutional. They just don't care.
And then, Steve, unfortunately, with that symbolism, though, because we had the same thing happen here. We have a sheriff out in Humboldt who signed on to this letter of all the sheriffs from the different counties that said, we are not going to uphold this unconstitutional law that you've passed. And now we have a recall effort going on this sheriff, because he has now come out and said publicly that, hey, the government signed it into law. It's his responsibility to enforce it. So when symbolism comes in, sometimes people jump on the bandwagon, and that's really just to make themselves look good, and that's not how they're going to follow through. Steve, you are such an important person in this fight. I've got to take a quick break. It's just a couple minutes here. Can you stay on the line and we'll come back and wrap up with this?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Every county out there, I hope you're listening up, especially when it comes to the Second Amendment and the things that we're dealing with here in Northern Nevada, because they are getting the full brunt of it right now. I look at it as the experiment of what they are going to take on to every other tippable state that is in the union right now. Steve Huff is my guest. He's the owner of Accuracy X. And Steve, you never set out to become the face and the voice of this movement, but you woke up that morning that you decided to do this and saw that the Second Amendment is 100% flat out under attack. And I don't even know why we have legislators who take the oath of office right now, because the things that they are even putting into a bill are so unconstitutional.
Well, you're right. As nice as this is, being interviewed on a radio show has never been on my bucket list. I'm not that guy. And I got frustrated, and I finally just made a little video basically expressing how I felt about the situation in very simple, reasonable terms. And 2 weeks later, well over 3 million people have viewed that video and shared that video. It's exploded, and it's changed a lot of things in my personal daily life because of that. But you're right, I didn't aspire to do this. I, like most of your listeners, I'm sure, would just like to just live our lives and be left alone. But The politicians won't allow us to do that. And you're right, the politicians over the last 100 years or so have made all these tweaks internally. And we do have the ability to vote people in office. But once they get in office, they're pretty much untouchable by most things. In fact, we're doing a recall effort for Senator Dick Saslow, who submitted Senate Bill 16, which is patently unconstitutional on every level. And then when the blowback happened, he came out on the record and said, well, hey, I didn't really mean for Senate Bill 16 to ever become law.
What?
Well, that's actually an abuse of power right there. You're not supposed to create legislation and submit it if you don't intend for it to go through and become, you know, actual law. And so on either hand, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. One is, I never meant for it to become law, but if he submits it and it becomes law, it's unconstitutional. So there is a recall effort that has begun for this person, just as some form of an offensive pushback to try to hold these folks accountable. Because you're right, they take an oath of office, but then it seems like it doesn't apply after the fact.
Now, you had a great turnout today. You had a lot of people there at the Capitol building as these, you know, supermajority politicians get sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here? There's more rallies coming up, and even people from Nevada, there are more ways to participate in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have another big rally that's going to be basically overseen and organized by the National Rifle Association on January 13th, which is this coming Monday. And we expect a tremendous turnout that day. And then in Virginia, we have something called Lobby Day, which is basically a day set aside in the General Assembly for everyone to kind of come out and say, hey, this is what I feel, this is what I support, or what have you. That's on January 20th. We have so many people that are coming to the Capitol on January 20th that you cannot find a tour bus 4 or 5 or 6 hours in any direction of the state of Richmond. They're all booked. And again, the Virginia Citizens Defense League organized a lot of this. But what I would say to, you know, the citizens of Nevada is, you guys, we need to quit being quiet in the polite majority. We need to be heard. We need to be, you know, peaceful, lawful, you know, but we need to be resolute in the fact that we already have common sense gun laws. More of the same is only going to infringe upon law-abiding citizens of any state. And we need to basically stand and finally say enough is enough. Even the Justice Department's and the FBI's own statistics clearly show that more gun control actually causes crime to go up. So the only people that will follow these new, totally unconstitutional laws that they're going to try to pass in Virginia will be the same people that's always followed the law, us law-abiding citizens. We need to start standing up and being heard. And it's more than just calling your representative or your senator or your delegate. We need to educate people across the whole spectrum, what the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, why these things exist and why they're important. And we need to sort of, you know, be the squeaky wheel for a change instead of letting them always control the narrative.
Yeah. Well, I hate to tell you this, Steve, but you've got a new job. You're very well spoken, and you have the right idea of what Americans need to do is to stand up and actually let their voice be heard. I wish you all the best. Please call in if you can when the NRA rally is going on and when the lobbying rally is going on, because this is a great education for the residents and the citizens here of Nevada to figure out what they need to do. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, being just an average business owner, educator, to actually come forward and start doing this. So Steve Huff of Accuracy X, thank you so much. And please be careful, be aware that some of those buses might be filled with paid protesters, and be on the lookout.
Well, we sure will, and we're prepared. We're going to be polite, we're going to be lawful, but we are going to be heard. And thank you so much for allowing me to be able to speak to your audience today.
Thank you, Steve Huff. I greatly appreciate it. All right, it's time to take a Fox News break, top and bottom every hour. So let's do it here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, where did we go?
Where did we go? Where did we go wrong? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM talk show. Talk 10 to noon every weekday. Again, I have to thank Steve Huff for joining me today. That was wonderful to hear that they are letting their voices be heard in Virginia. And again, you need to pay attention. If you'd like to share that interview, please head on over later today to our podcasts and just plug in today's date. Make sure that people know that this is not just happening here in Nevada. It is happening all over the country when it comes to the attack and end game, the termination of the Second Amendment. Big players. Big money, buying legislators, literally. UN getting involved. United Nations. What is the biggest push in other countries when it comes to America? To get us disarmed. Why do you think so much foreign money comes into this country? Under the guise of donations, under the guise of, people concerned about Russian influence, trying to pin it on Trump. When in every state in this nation has money coming into it that has been given to them from outside sources to influence our elections. Democrats are always screaming, oh, we've got to get this, you know. I can come up with some pretty easy regulations. Campaign finance regulations that I think we could all agree on if you actually believe that outside money should not be influencing elections. It goes back to the old adage of you've got to watch what the right hand is doing because the left is distracting you. The left hand's showing you all these little shiny baubles. Oh, word, it's impeachment. It's that he's an assassin, blah, blah. And you need to watch what that right hand is doing right now. Because they are undermining this country. And a big part of that is with the involvement of other countries and other countries' money. To put you in a position as they nip away. This is even choking me up. As they nip away at all of our rights, it is easy to get a copy of the Constitution. It's easy to get a copy of the Bill of Rights. I got them sitting right here next to me. They're not that big that you can't read them both in an evening, in an hour. I mean, I think I know the Constitution and I know what's in it. And when somebody starts saying that, oh, there's a clause in there that if the president is impeached, then his term is nullified and he gets another one. That is not true, people. Even I had to say, what? Boy, that'd be cool. That'd be great. But I had to go to my expert and say, what the hell? People literally making things up because they know that people will believe it. Speaking of which, tonight, 4 o'clock, head on over to Shields. Participate in their Constitution education class. It's informative. You don't have to pay for it. You just go and you learn about the Constitution. It's in their conference room. It's that easy. Take the kids while you're at it. Because they are the ones who are truly going to suffer. Something else on the agenda for today, because today is Wednesday, is already started. I'm sorry, I should have told you about this earlier. Ugh. Carol Feinberg's constitutional lunch. It started a few minutes ago at 11:30. The meeting is actually from 12 to 1:30. You can still make it if you want to. It's important that you start paying attention to activities like this. And find out and figure out for yourself that you are not the only one with concerns. And hear from good people. The AMAC meetings, the Nevada Patriots meetings, the conservative lunch talks, the First Fridays, they're all out there. Find which one works best for you and go. Make plans to participate because this is, I know you've heard it before, but no truer words have ever been spoken. 2020 is going to be the elections of our lives, the elections of our future. The infiltration of the education system, of the churches, of your work. Yeah, your work. Don't you think that there are a few conservative people who work for these big companies like Google and Amazon and Facebook? People are being fired for their opinions. People are being fired because they support the president. Yet other people are being encouraged to go to George Lopez comedian acts, even though he puts it out in the universe that he will assassinate the president for $40 million. People worship Madonna, even though she wants to blow up the White House. But if you support Trump, you get a pink slip. I recently received an email earlier this morning. Person knew exactly what I was saying about these grassroots vote common good, action, faith in action. These so-called conservative groups that are in the churches who are trying to manipulate things, they had to walk away from their church. By all means, you can go find another one. But there is no one in this country has fought harder for religious rights and for the rights of Christians and Christianity in this country. When you can't make fun of a Quran, when you can't make fun of Muhammad, when you can't say anything even about Christianity in the face of someone who practices Islam, so much for freedom of religion. There is no one who has fought harder in this country for the freedom of religion than President Donald Trump. Now, whether you go to church on Sunday or you go to Bible worship on Wednesday, whenever you go, if someone tells you otherwise, you might want to reconsider where you attend. Because for the Methodists, Sparks Methodist Church, for Sparks Christian Church, for them to invite these groups in to speak, that's just agenda-driven to me. God and family, that's what should come first. And that's what our president believes as well. You never got that support from Obama, and you never got that support from Bush. You never got that support from Clinton. Think about that when all of these groups coming in under the guise of faith. Bring that up to them. See what they say. Because right now, they're just saying that they're, you know, coming together for the vote. Vote common good. No. No, 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 no. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, The Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. What do you believe in? What are you going to stand up for? Did Steve inspire you at all to say, enough? 2020 is the election of our lives. Better believe it. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this as we wrap up on 92.3 and 99.1. You know, you don't even have to get more Monica in your life. I just want you to get more education in your life. 884-9910. Kelly, I'll get to you in just a second. First off, though, I want to let you know you need to be wary of the media. I know, being here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, people consider me media. It's a form of media. I need you to be wary of the news, of entertainment, of celebrities. Even during the Golden Globes the other night, Jennifer Aniston getting up there and spreading the myth and the outright lie that the fires in Australia are being caused by climate change. Because that's what the media tells you. These horrendous fires First off, I ask you to pray for the people of Australia and think about them and feel for them, feel for the wildlife, the loss of life, the loss of homes, the acreage. Send rain, whatever. And then wake up to the fact that this is not because of climate control. If you actually knew the news, if you actually go to, oh, someplace like the BBC, or people who actually write legitimate things about this. Because if you did, you would know that authorities have arrested more than 24 Australians for intentionally setting these fires that have come together, that are engulfing the country. They've actually taken action against more than 180 people since last year. This is not climate change, people. This is arson. This is man going out and starting these fires. Not fires starting because of man driving a car and what we do to the earth. You have to watch out for the media. They're not telling you the whole story. Go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Kelly, thank you so much for calling. I hope you've got great news on the Sisalak recall.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting I'm going to light a good fire down in Nevada, and I'm going to get those people all excited about getting out. And
sorry,
getting...
I can't hear Kelly. So.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm going to be
getting... Did we lose her?
I'm here. Okay,
well, I'm not hearing her, so there's got to be a button somewhere.
Oh, I hear this in the listeners.
Kelly, are you with me?
Yeah. I want to get...
Kelly, what's going on with the recall, Sisalak?
Okay, I want to get folks excited about this down in the Vegas area, and so I'll check
that. I'm not hearing anything, so I'm assuming that if I'm not hearing anything, then the audience isn't hearing anything. So, Kelly, we're at the end of the show. I'm going to have you call back tomorrow or hang up and call again because something is not working out of the control room. Log on to our webpage, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should we go to war with Iran? Yes, they need to be held responsible for their actions, or no, we are not the world's police force. And now I can hear Kelly, so let's go back to the phone lines and check in. Do we have a recall petition, Kelly?
I certainly hope so. I'm getting everybody excited in Southern Nevada and in the Vegas area specifically excited about this. And so I don't have or use internet, but sometimes they do. And let's get the folks together on this, because hopefully with you picking up this torch and running with it, they'll get it together here in California, and they'll get rid of the illegal aliens that have snuck on to our legislative assembly member, senator, and representative positions. And I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you.
Yeah, you have elected representatives in California that are actually hiring people who are undocumented, who are in this country illegally.
Yeah, and some of the representatives are too. Leon, I believe.
Yeah, family members as well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's complete bedlam out here. And so thank you for the work that you're doing, for sticking to your guns and sticking to the facts and serving the people with your presentation and your show and your wonderful work. You're super inspiring. And so, yeah, come on, folks. Southern Nevada, just come on up here. Bring the Pinball Hall of Fame and bring my mentor, Dr. Francis, and come up. And just Southern Nevada.
Kelly, Perfect. Thank you so much for the call. I got my Kellys confused. I thought you were my Kelly from Carson City, because the big word is that I will be receiving and I will be signing off, and I will have my version, or not my version, but my section of the Recall Sisolak petition, I will have it this Friday. So when you see me out and about, when you see me in an event, I have, for our 2 weeks, I believe, whatever it is, I will have that petition with me. And if you want to get a governor who would actually take an oath to represent and protect the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of this state, of the great state of Nevada, and help inspire others in other states that they can do this, it is their right. It is their responsibility. We will make this happen with your help. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you. Have a great day.